We need to get off right. Get off right.
Do some.
That's the
do some.
Hey,
hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
On May 26, 2017, in the heart of Portland, Oregon, a seemingly ordinary train ride takes a dark and unexpected turn when a man begins hurling insults at two teenaged girls. As the train rumbles through the city, fear and tension build as three strangers step forward, unaware of the chilling fate that awaits them.
I told him, you ain't gonna heal, punk. He still wants to put hands on me. Die. Die.
Most of the following footage has never been seen before. It's approximately 4:12 p.m. on a Thursday afternoon when 17-year-old Walio Muhammad and her friend, 16-year-old Destiny Mangum, board the Max Light Rail train car. 5 minutes later, 35-year-old Jeremy Joseph Christian enters the train, taking a seat nearby. As Jeremy makes a phone call and begins flipping through his book, there's little to indicate that he's on the verge of erupting into unbridled rage. It isn't long before Jeremy begins raising his book and shouting. 21-year-old Micah Fletcher confronts Jeremy, forming a physical barrier between him and the girls, who quickly seize the opportunity to flee to another part of the train. Less than a minute later, the tense situation further escalates. While many bystanders do their best to ignore the unnerving exchange, they will ultimately have no choice but to react, as the situation will soon descend into unimaginable violence.
Who said you
don't know? We Americans here.
Who said you
don't know? I don't give a f***. You ISIS, I don't give a f*** who you are.
Shut up.
Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia. Norway. Norway. Norway just illegalized. Illegalized circumcision. That is a brutal fight battle. That's what it is. Oh yeah. My body, my choice. My body, my choice. Get the f off the porch. You mind on these. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. A billion Christians kill a billion Muslims. And the Jews kill themselves.
Doors to my left.
That's a free country. Get the f out.
At 4:31 p.m., as the train pulls into the Hollywood Transit Center, 23-year-old Talesian Numkai Meche can be seen approaching Jeremy with his cell phone recording. As Jeremy stands again, a 3-inch folding knife can be seen clutched in his right hand just before the unthinkable happens.
Hey,
get off the mat! Go on again!
You see him?
Micah Fletcher, Talesian Numkai Meche, and Ricky Best were each violently stabbed by Jeremy, who then exits the train onto the platform, seemingly not finished with his brutal rampage.
Oh my God.
As Jeremy flees the scene, the two young girls who bystanders claim were the target of his initial verbal assault are seen running up the staircase. A bag dropped by one of the girls is then picked up by Jeremy, who throws it onto the nearby freeway. He continues on his way, passing several unwitting civilians who have no idea of the carnage he's left behind. Back at the train, bystanders and passengers work desperately to provide first aid to the three injured men as they wait for help to arrive. Footage recorded by those on the scene shows the aftermath of the attack.
It's no fun.
Please. Help me. Oh, God.
Let's let go.
Please, God, help this.
Bystanders can be seen frantically trying to save the men's lives. Other footage captured the scene just outside of the train after the paramedics had arrived.
Why are you recording this?
Huh?
Are you like recording this?
No, I'm not recording that.
According to court documents, Jeremy was apprehended several blocks away from the scene. However, his violent outbursts are far from over. And while being checked for possible injuries, his verbal insults take aim at a new target.
That's right, the weeping prophet, man. The weeping prophet of Christianity just stabbed a bunch of motherfuckers in their neck. And a bunch of punk motherfuckers that hate free speech. Free speech is done. I'm a patriot. Kill yourselves if you hate free speech. Kill yourselves and kill me. Die. That's what a patriot is. We don't pay taxes. It's called freedom. I took the freedom. I got free speech. You don't like it? Go to Mexico.
How old are you?
I'm old enough to know you're all perfect. You can all die.
His tirade continues without end, and his aggressive behavior will soon lead to medical personnel making a drastic decision for their own safety.
You see me, right? Yeah, I'm a Nazi, right? 100% Nazi, right? Because I was at 82nd March, marching for free speech, right? Yeah, so I'm a Nazi. I'm a Nazi, right? Guess who killed more people than the Nazis, right? Communist! Oh, you're mad, huh? You're mad I got free speech. You're mad these guys can't put their hands over my mouth, huh? Oh, she's mad, yeah. Put your info in there. Be a good little mom, be a slave. Work for the man, pay your taxes. Bomb little Zionist baby. Over in Palestine with your Zionist tax dollars. Save American lives, you bomb little Palestinian babies with tax money. You. Maybe you should cuff me to the bend, huh? Do your job! Get me off my wrist!
And what you said about my job?
Yeah, all you doctors and all you pigs, get me out of my wrist, and then we'll talk. Otherwise, you can die just like motherfuckers stabbed in the neck because you're pieces of.
For the safety of officers and medical personnel, he's confined to a stretcher and fitted with a sheer covering known as a spit hood before being moved to a secure police vehicle.
Well, he just spat, did he?
Yeah. Right? I'm airing out mother throats. You think I give a who I spit on? Yeah, put a mask on. Put a mask on, that's right.
There you go, I like that better. I see you.
Because I'm a real patient.
Back in there, watch your head.
Yeah. I know the drill now.
I'm all good. I stabbed a few motherfuckers in the neck. I'm happy now. I'm happy now. I can rest easy. You guys have a good one. I'm a patriot. I'm happy. There you go. Do your job. See you later. See you later. You're a Christian too, right? Right, yeah, yeah, you're a Christian. Go to church. Be good. Be a good slave.
Before long, Jeremy's unfiltered ramblings veer into increasingly strange territory.
Oh, Bubba Gump's coming for the ride! Oh, I love it! You know what? My favorite CEO was this punk thought he could change the radio station all the time as we're going to Two Rivers. Guess what he got? Bubba Gump treatment. Shrimp cocktail, shrimp gumbo. That's right, you. Go to church on Sundays and die with the rest of the mild theists. You guys remember a movie called Star Trek The Voyage Home? When they stole a Klingon bird of prey and they had to come back to SeaWorld, snatch up that humpback whale? Well, guess what, guys? It wasn't fiction. It's called reality. You think Earth's special? Of course Earth's special. God gave us too much power. He gave us too much power. You think you're going to lock me up in prison? I get the out of prison anytime I want. I'm a master of all reality. You think atoms are any shit? It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. We're affecting the quantum vacuum right now. You know what scientists are doing? They are affecting the quantum vacuum. That's where molecules go when they're neither here nor there. When they're neither particle or waveform. Where do they go? The quantum vacuum. Guess who's touching that? We're here, there, wherever, anytime we want to be. Be on your front porch tomorrow. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Jeremy soon decides to make himself more comfortable, but his actions won't escape notice from the officers.
We buckle them in.
Let me loose on the yard. Let's have some fun.
Documented it himself.
Come on down. We count one.
And then I'll be like wrestling him back in just to have him do the same thing again.
As he continues, he dives into his personal feelings regarding the attack on the train, seemingly oblivious to the fact that his own words will be later used against him.
This ain't my first rodeo. You think I just stabbed my neck for fun? Oh yeah, you're right, I do. I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot. Oh, you mother sick. All you mother liberals, kind of wish you stuck up for free speech. Shouldn't have let those Republicans get the banner. You guys up. You guys are done now with Trump in office. None. Ain't just me stabbing my in the neck. You mother done. Portland's done. But I remember when it was Skinhead Central in the 80s. I remember when it was Outlaw Central in the 70s. See, I was born here. Sharia law. Kill yourselves. Hopefully these mother dies. Especially that mother put hands on me with a different shirt. I told him, you ain't gonna heal, punk. He still wants to put hands on me. Die. Die. Taking his trial, you better show up. Better show up. Let him know all this I said. All this hate speech. It's called free speech. Free speech. Nothing but around here in Portland. It's born here. I remember when coming up here with two strikes. Three motherfucking drive-bys a week and twice on Sundays. Grew up in that. Don't come here. Put shit, mask on. Die. Call those motherfuckers out every time I get on the mat. They don't ever show their face. That's right, it's a hate crime. Hope they all die. Hope they all die. That's what I'm gonna say when I want to stand. I'm a patriot. Hope everybody I stab die. You guys are just gonna have nightmares about it, right? Why does this guy stab my neck? Because I'm a patriot. That's why I believe in freedom. Oh, you guys don't like it? All those anarchists breaking windows? That's freedom of speech. That's called libertarianism. Oh, I know. I'm a domestic terrorist, right? According to Hillary Clinton, 1996. Oh, yeah, I'm a domestic terrorist. That's right. Your own citizens. Your enemy. Sorry about your life. I couldn't bring myself to vote for Trump or Clinton. Nah, thank God for Trump, though. Slightly better than Clinton.
As the ride approaches its end, a seemingly restless Jeremy attempts to test the patience of the officers, who have so far given no attention to his outbursts.
Are you going to shoot me?
Oh, I almost kicked it out.
Oh, it's Trigger there. Trigger, you little snowflake, huh? Trigger. Got you going. Thought you was going to have to assassinate me in the back of this car, huh?
Die!
While officers outside converse, Jeremy remains in the vehicle deprived of his audience, notably silent for the first time since his apprehension. It won't last, however, as his initial interview is soon to begin.
All right, cut out. You're all right. I hope you're a good American and you believe in free speech, man.
Despite Jeremy arriving at the police station fully clothed, he enters his cell in a state of undress, missing both his shorts and his underwear.
All right, yeah, cover up my nakedness. I know it's offensive. All right. Careful, you're standing in my urine.
I just realized that.
That's what you guys get for keeping me in for 6 hours when you're on the toilet. That's what I want to rethink.
Part of the thing we were thinking of was because it seemed like things were kind of going awry and a bit violent, we weren't sure how you were going to be reacting. Well,
what do you think when somebody assaults me on the mats? If they f***ed up, they die. Okay, I hope they die. Oops, sorry. I bet that kid's wishing he didn't touch me now, huh?
Yeah,
oh, I bet you, huh? I bet she's going to know I f***ed up, huh?
But it's okay.
Oh, you're
the detective must Mirandize Jeremy before questioning can begin. But Jeremy's current state of mind turns this straightforward task into a significant challenge.
You have the right to remain silent.
Yeah, I got the right to remain silent, but I don't give a f because I'm going to go on a hunger strike till I die, but I'm going to take one of you motherfuckers with me, alright? Yeah, it's fun games to y'all, huh?
You have a right to talk to a lawyer.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to a lawyer, I'm going to talk to all you guys. I'm going to talk to a jury.
Anyway.
Yeah, I understand my rights, Got pro bono work for myself coming up.
After routine medical questions, Jeremy confirms that he's not taking any medications, nor has he been diagnosed with any mental health disorders. The detective then takes a moment to watch the CCTV recording from the train. However, the footage from today's event wasn't the only thing she witnessed, as is about to be revealed.
I did look at the video.
Great.
I did see some people.
Yeah.
Just push.
Yeah. Yeah, and you saw me defend myself, and they didn't like it very much, I'm sure.
I saw a couple things. It looked like, actually, you pushed them as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it looked like a lot of that to you, but, see what it looks like in court.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
You
looked, and you seen them push me, and you seen people get hurt because they're stupid.
They also have some video from last night over at the Rose Center.
Oh, yeah, when that faced me. Yeah, that was fun. That was real fun.
According to a statement given by 45-year-old Demetria, Jeremy verbally attacked and threatened her life as she rode the MAX train just one day prior to the tragic stabbing of the three men. She claims he threw an object at her, and in self-defense, she maced him in the face before kicking him in his groin.
Did you say something that was threatening?
No.
What did you say to her?
You can watch the video on that too, right?
I don't think there's audio.
Listen, you guys all got it on camera. You see what happened.
I'm just wondering.
That's the type of down, all right?
Well, but you're telling me the rest. What did you say to her?
It doesn't matter about her. I don't care that she maced me. I thought it was funny. But that's the type goes down, all right? You don't have free speech. I remember when liberals stood up for free speech in this town. I'm from this town.
While the incident allegedly left Demetria with only minor injuries, Jeremy's shocking confession suggests the situation could have been much worse.
But she didn't put her hands on you.
All right. Well, I didn't stab her, did I?
No, it's not like threatened.
I would have stabbed her. If I could have seen, believe me, if that air inspector wasn't around, yeah, believe me. You mace me, you're going to get stabbed too.
Well, why not do it?
That's assault. Mace, that's assault. That's a felony. That's a felony, right?
It would be, but mace. I don't understand.
Right. So I'm on. I got free speech, but, I get maced for it, but, hey, it's not a felony because she's black, right?
Right.
I deserved it. I understand how this town is going, That's my mother
Get their neck aired out. Right.
The harrowing videos from the train, along with his confessions while in police custody, would eventually be shown to jurors during his trial. As for what Jeremy said to the two young girls on the train, Waleo Muhammad shared her testimony and claimed that he hurled various insults at her. 23-year-old Talesian Namkai Meche died from his injury shortly after arriving at the hospital. 53-year-old Richard John Ricky Best, a 23-year Army veteran, died at the scene. Miraculously, Micah Fletcher survived a stab wound to the neck. When he was asked why he confronted Jeremy on the train, he later answered, "I simply did what I thought I should do." On February 20, 2020, a 12-person jury found 38-year-old Jeremy Joseph Christian guilty of 2 counts of murder in the first degree, 1 count of attempted murder in the first degree assault, unlawful use of a weapon, and multiple counts of intimidation and menacing. The decision was unanimous. On June 24, 2020, he was sentenced to 2 consecutive terms of life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. He remains incarcerated to this day at the Two Rivers Correctional Institution in Oregon.